Ireland had no education. He could hardly read or write. Locked into a dead end occupation. His future didn't look so bright. He worked 18 years on the assembly line, just getting by with a little bit of overtime. And this could be the end of the story of mine, but it's just the beginning. Late one night when Holly was working graveyards, he got himself his big idea. All he had to do was change one little screw and save millions of dollars a year. So he worked and he saved until he could open his own shop. Money started rolling like it wasn't gonna stop. Holly bought a mountain, built a mansion on top, so the losers could see who was winning. Only in America, when nothing but a dream. Only in America, where every man's a king. Holly's daughter Janice found a guru. She gave him everything she owned. Holly Jr. joined some kind of rock band. He walked around all day half stoned. And his wife watched TV all the time cause she got bored, until she found a TV preacher she adored. And she gave all of Holly's hard-earned money to the Lord. Holly started drinking, he wound up in Betty Ford, to see if he could buy a happy ending. Then one kid who worked in Holly's factory, he got himself his big idea. Figured out how to do it with computers, threw Holly out of business in a year. So now Holly's back working the assembly line, just getting by with a little bit of overtime. But don't count Holly out, cause he ain't the quick and kind. He stares at that computer with one thing on his mind: how to make those things more user-friendly. Only in America, when nothing. Thank you.